Well, we've got an issue here in Australia of criminals getting bail, and we now learn the man accused of running down dozens of people at a Christmas parade had just been let out on bail. Harley Carnes, good morning.
Everybody's upset, Ben, because Daryl Brooks Jr. was released on only $1,000 bail. This was after he was accused of running over the mother of his child, leaving tire tracks on her thigh. Now, the best that they can say about it is maybe it was an inexperienced attorney who happened to be reviewing the cases that day. The district attorney recommends the bail. The judges typically say okay or not. And what they're saying is that judges ought to be able to take a look at this and decide whether the bail should be higher than what the prosecution is asking for. I mean, typically, of course, prosecution wants much higher bail than the defense wants. But what we have in this country, especially in the more liberal parts of it, and Milwaukee's area is one of them, are prosecutors who've made a name for themselves letting people go. Seeing people who are charged with crimes, bring them in, give them a low bail, put them right back out on the street. Evidently, that's what may have happened in this case. It's a terrible, tragic circumstance. Daryl Brooks Jr. had learned that an automobile was a pretty effective weapon, and he had used it to run over his ex-wife. And then when he left there, after having some sort of altercation, this was a few days before, and then they had another, argument with her or whatever. And when he left, he was angry, and he was armed with his car.
And this is a guy who's got a long, long history of crime, 16 crimes since 1999, two outstanding cases against him at the time of the parade disaster. And Harley, we've got exactly the same issue here in the state of New South Wales. People who don't deserve to get bail, who get bail. And whether you put it down to the inexperience of those people making the calls or just bad judgment, the consequences are the same. Now, I've seen some dramatic video footage of these smash-and-grab robberies going on at the moment in California.
Yeah, it's the newest breed of robbery for the holidays. Luxury brands in Los Angeles have been hit repeatedly by flash mobs of criminals. They shriek to a stop outside the store in multiple vehicles, jump out, and then swarm inside. Dozens of criminals, as many as 80 in one case, they sledgehammer their way through the store window. They wade through the store stealing everything from Rolex watches, Louis Vuitton merchandise, Hermes, Gucci, Apple Store was hit, Nordstrom, Saks, and so on. Sometimes all of them get away speeding through town. There's just no way for police to catch all of them right away, and certainly there's no way for the store workers to be able to put a stop to people holding hammers in their hands or whatever it may be in order to smash the counters and all the other stuff. And that's providing that there are police there to respond. Los Angeles and so many other of these cities have vastly shrunken police departments, which is a reality that the criminals exult in. And we're just now getting into the Christmas shopping season when merchants are really hoping people will come back to the stores and when people would like to feel safe to do so.
And then they just overwhelm those people working in the stores with large numbers, and they're in and out in a couple of minutes. Harley, it's a worry. We'll catch up tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Harley Carnes joining us from the U.S.